Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, the website again, FoundersCode.com, we have Denny Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a lot of stuff going on here. Yesterday, the White House seemed to be putting a bullseye, if you will, on our governor, Ron DeSantis. Jen Psaki actually went after him with some comments that were made, and right away, within a matter of seconds, it seemed like, the press secretary for DeSantis turned around and fired a couple of volleys back at Jen Psaki.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, the only thing is, though, is that she didn't quite have her facts right. You notice how they do
well,
that?
Well, it doesn't matter to them, does it? I mean,
no.
It never has.
No. Nope. It always seems to be the same way. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, they were talking about Florida breaking the record in the COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations as numbers were rising across the U.S. But what they failed to mention is the fact that the death rate is almost down to nothing about roughly right now. And even though people were coming down with it, we were still way down. It's like 0.00035%. And the hospitalization below that was half of that. So the numbers were minuscule.
Here's some big questions that I can't seem to get any answers on is how many of these people are out-of-towners or new residents of Florida?
I heard
them.
We've
got such an influx of people coming into the state. That's the first thing.
And tourists, you betcha. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
The second thing is that they have packaged COVID to be so serious that it is almost fatal. So, you know, all the way through this whole pandemic thing. So as soon as somebody feels badly, instead of just going to a doctor or to a clinic and say, I think I got the flu, blah, 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 blah. No, automatically not everybody goes to a hospital. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, you better go, you better go, you better go.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you just have the flu, you know, you go over to Walgreens and get some Theraflu and take a couple of Tylenol and drink lots of orange juice and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Drink chicken. Well, no. Everybody's, I mean, people with COVID are now being treated like lepers. I mean, it's got that kind of stigma on it now. And that's where we are, so.
Yep. Well, Well, Biden just renewed the Title 42, which was something that Donald Trump was using to send these people back that were coming in here sick. So Biden,
and they're not sending them back.
Well, how come he renewed Title 42? The whole purpose of that is to send them back.
Right. So it sounds good in theory now, doesn't it?
Yep.
But they're not being... I mean, look, they ought to be deporting in just a major... All you have to do is go to those two hotels
mm-hmm.
that were the entire hotels were leased out by the Catholic Charities Rio Grande Valley.
Or under the bridge.
They haven't all been tested yet. And so Jim Psaki comes out and goes, oh, well, these people are instructed that they, you know, that they have to wear a mask. What?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're doing? Is it, you know?
Yep.
And we're leaving it up to a Catholic charity?
Yep.
Give me a break.
Now, in July of this year, 210,000 people were taken into custody along that border, and in June it was 180,000.
And the big question is, what's the number? How many are we going to take? Are we going to take 2 million? 5 million?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we with this? And if they say that there is no limit, okay, then how are you going to deal with this through the court system? And how many governors and mayors have been notified that they're going to be taking thousands of these people? So, I mean, what is the template for how this is going to, go on through the rest of the year? Because I don't know.
Well, they're shipping them all around the country, and they're not just going on buses, and they're going on trains, they're going on planes, and they're even flying them in from down below there, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Unreal. And I was just looking at the percentage of the increase, 900% increase in COVID cases compared to a year ago with the immigrants coming in.
There should be a cease and desist order on the Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley.
I agree.
Period.
I agree. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music, and boy, we got plenty more to go here when we come back, because I'm telling you, folks, this is just unbelievable what's going on, and it's intentional. Don't think it's not. It is intentional. This is all part of the cloud pivot strategy on steroids, and I'll be right back with Denise Simon.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there. Come on now.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And, you know, education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that is no longer the case today. The sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, Choices Need to Be Made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. Volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settle in the Mason-Dixon line with their own twin daughters, and Tuggy's family and friends then move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish. And right here in the Tampa Bay area, you can actually get the books at the Coastal Market, number 607, at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. That's the Coastal Market, 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. And I'm telling you, it's a great, 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 great gift, especially for the young ones to get them learning right to begin with. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, Jason Chaffetz, the former congressman, came out and said, I believe it was Sunday, He said the Democrats now have more power than they've ever had, and the crime keeps getting worse. Wonderful, huh?
Well, he speaks the truth.
Yep.
It's really kind of fascinating. When there's dysfunction in Washington, D.C., that dysfunction results in chaos and anger outside of D.C. Have you ever figured it out? It's kind of like pretty much anything political that happens in Washington, D.C., when it collapses or goes sideways, the left and the radicals outside of Washington, D.C., across the country, generally have some kind of reaction. It's protests, it's fires, it's looting, it's, mm-hmm. Crime and everything else. So, yeah, I mean, you can almost point right back to the, as Camilla likes to say, a root cause.
Or you can go sleep on the steps at the Capitol like the squad has.
Right. So there's another one. Exactly.
Well, the progressives, and not just AOC, but some other progressives, have just lambasted Joe Biden for letting the eviction ban expire. They've said it's a disgrace. And then Nancy has been caught kind of like with her hands in a cookie jar because she's scrambling trying to get some sort of legislation passed, and so far it's just not happening.
It's not. The votes aren't there. We don't know what the money in all of this, in all of these relief bills and the spending bills that have happened. We don't know where we really are in that.
Right.
Furthermore, we don't know how much fraud there really is either, and if anybody's bothering to do any kind of investigations on the fraud and doing the clawback.
Yeah.
Remember, the PPP money was just riddled with fraud.
Yep.
And
yep.
There's not enough of that investigation going on. We're being fleeced.
Yeah, you're right. But then again, they own the football, so you can get away with it. Okay, we got Elliot on the line. Okay, good morning, Elliot. What's going on?
Look at this. What's going on? Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Good morning. I'd like to run this by you guys. You know, I talked to two Democrat friends of mine, and they told me Beto O'Rourke has a lot to do with the massive move of humans in the state of Florida and Texas. He said O'Rourke is hell-bent on, and he owns this, just the way that this Democrat friend of mine categorized it. He said he owns it. He said he don't like what he's doing as well. And, Captain, I want to let the American people know that, look here, I am mad as hell. Captain, my brother, who served 3 6-year tours with the Florida National Guard, he went months ago and had not one but two COVID-19 shots. Now my brother is in the hospital with problems with the muscles around his heart. So I just want the American people to know that we're not getting all the facts on all of these booster shots. That it is real, just like it's real that over 500 children have passed from COVID-19. My brother is in the hospital, and we're praying for him, but he did the right thing. He went and received two shots, and he have serious problems around the muscles of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.
All right. Well, Elliot, we're sorry to hear that, and our thoughts and prayers go with you, and I know the prayer warriors that listen to this program just went into overdrive on that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, there is I can't remember whose vaccine it was. Was that Moderna or Johnson?
Well, Moderna was a two-shotter, and so was Pfizer.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm talking about the ones that caused the heart inflammation. I think it was Moderna's, and they're saying that the heart inflammation is actually very rare. Well, it is very rare, but for those that it does affect, it is in fact really quite serious. And it's not the older people necessarily that are affected. It's the younger ones,
yeah,
too. So,
yep.
I don't know that enough of the study has been done on this one. We suspend medical treatments for a lot of reasons, for a lot less reasons, and yet they haven't done it on this one. So I think in a lot of ways it's reckless to not be dealing with it.
Yeah, I think they call that myocarditis, which is the inflammation of the heart muscle, and I think
right.
That's what they're referring to. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Oh, and by the way, it was Pfizer.
Yeah, it's both of them.
Yeah, Pfizer and Moderna. I got it right here. Yeah, but mm-hmm. Pfizer was the first one that they had the problem with. And then Moderna was another one. And it talks about the younger, because I got the little small synopsis here. It talks about younger people. Yeah, you're right. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, for a lot less reasons, things have been suspended. I think they suspended the Moderna for a little while, and then they put it back on again. But
mm-hmm. Yeah. Now they're talking about, what was it, Israel's doing a third dose? Where's that coming from?
I don't know where it's coming from, but they are. I mean, we're looking at what they call a third dose / booster. We're looking at that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm not sure what Israel, I think, developed their own over there. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, let's kind of shift gears a little bit. China. New missile silos now may be China's answer to their rivals with a lot more nukes, or are they just making it look like they got a bunch of nukes?
No, they're doing it. They do have more of them. And we're very aware that this is happening. I think they put up more than, 100 missile silos, and they're expanding their existing ones. So what's concerning is what kind of silos these are.
Yeah.
And it looks like that they are, in fact, nuclear missile mm-hmm. silos.
Mm-hmm.
So where's our famous Little Miss Wendy Sherman? You know, John Kerry's little sidekick.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere to be found. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, everybody. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out the articles that she writes. And sign up for the articles. There you go. We'll be right back with our military news and veterans news. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said that the process should not be accelerated for political purposes.
But a necessity, the same goes for the Senate having a robust and bipartisan amendment process on legislation of this magnitude. Our full consideration of this bill must not be choked off by any artificial timetable that our Democratic colleagues may have penciled out for political purposes. Our bipartisan negotiators have already been taking this task very seriously. The American people need the Senate to continue taking it seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have 2 campuses where they will teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Then you go from there. We'll tell you where the campuses are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me tell you a little story about the National Aviation Academy. First of all, they have 2 campuses. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in our backyard. I'm in Tampa Bay. They're over in Clearwater on the other side of the bay from where I'm at. And they're up in Concord, Mass., just outside the city of Boston. Now, you can give them a call by dialing 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at whichever one of those 2 campuses, the one in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Mass., whichever ones are closest to you. Now, you'll get a chance to talk to students, a teacher or two, and you'll be able to talk to the money people. Because, again, if you're a veteran and you're post 9/11, you've probably got 100% of your education will be paid for by the GI Bill. If you're pre 9/11, you may have some money left. You may not have all of your benefits, depending on how long you've been out of the service. But the fact of the matter is, you'll have something, and they'll be able to work with you. Their student loan people will be able to work with you and help you out. But if for some reason you aren't, or you're a civilian that doesn't have military benefits, then you can apply for a student loan the way everybody else does and go from there. So that being said, that's why the number 800-659-2080 is a number you should have already written down. Now, their website is naa.edu, naa.edu. That's where you can check everything out, verify everything. You can also apply online if you want to and schedule an appointment. But the best bet is to call them at 800-659-2080. Take the tour, get the information straight from the horse's mouth, and then go from there. Now, the United States military has warned China is building more nuclear missile silos. You just heard me talking about that with Denise Simon. The underground missile silo field is the second one reported this summer, and these are nuclear-capable silos. Also, the Senate Armed Services Chairman, Jack Reed, says the defense top line will probably go up to win Republican support on the path to a budget deal for fiscal 2022, and some other key Democrats on defense matters grudgingly say the same. They need the help of the GOP to get the budget put through for the Defense Department. Now, a key Afghan city is in danger of falling to the Taliban. Government reinforcements arrived Saturday at Lashkar Gah, the capital of the Helmand province, but people were fleeing their homes, and a hospital in the city had been bombed by the Taliban, and hundreds of thousands of people reportedly are headed for the hills out of the cities around Afghanistan to get away from the Taliban. Don't know where they're going to go, but they're reportedly getting away from the fighting that's going on. And the fighting right now has expanded to a lot of different places there. Now, in the searing 108-degree heat, far from his Louisiana healthcare business, Army Colonel Scott Desimax and his soldiers are on a dusty base near Syria's northern border, helping the Syrian rebel forces battle Islamic State militants and keeping an eye on Russian troops in the region. These are National Guard troops, I might add, from Louisiana. Also, Britain's Royal Air Force has set a goal of becoming the first military service in the world to register and certify a zero-carbon aircraft. That's kind of interesting. We'll see how that all plays out. And the Philippines has retained a pact allowing U.S. war exercises as China tensions mount. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin thanked President Duterte for the decision, which he said would further bolster the two nations' 70-year military treaty alliance. We'll see. In addition, five people were killed in a mortar attack in Kandahar as a mortar shell struck a taxi in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar province on Sunday, killing at least five civilians, including two children. And an embassy wall fell, upending a rising Afghan diplomat's career. For foreign diplomats, a top posting in Washington is typically a career-capping assignment or a stepping stone to the highest government echelons at home. But apparently, some of the people that are working for the State Department are now leaving Afghanistan. Now, the Biden administration on Monday expanded its efforts to evacuate the at-risk Afghan citizens from Afghanistan as Taliban violence has increased ahead of the U.S. military pullout at the end of the month. There's a big, big, big push for the Taliban right now to get in there and get a bunch of places taken where they can get control of. We'll see how that works. The Defense Department also doesn't know how many private security contractors it has because they're trying to get more of them into Afghanistan, and they don't know how many they've got or where they're all at. Wonderful. Wonderful. And, of course, the Defense Department is also requiring all uniformed and civilian personnel to attest to whether or not they've received the vaccine against COVID-19 as part of the government's effort to kickstart vaccinations. If they haven't, then they're going to politely ask them to get vaccinated. Military, by the way, we're being told that the vaccinations will soon be mandatory. Now, Joe Biden signed a bill, and we told you about it, to fund the National Guard Capital Security Mission and the Afghan visas. That's a good thing, because the bill will and does reimburse the National Guard for the Capital Security Mission and loosen some of the requirements for visas for Afghans who help the U.S., and that's all good stuff. In addition, to counter threats from China, a top U.S. lawmaker called for the U.S. Navy to develop a new maritime strategy that would rebalance how it deploys a strategically scattered persistent deterrent force in an arc throughout the Indo-Pacific region. That could get dangerous. That could get very dangerous. We'll see how that plays out. Now, Sergeant Jacob DiPietro, a cargo specialist with the Florida Army Reserve's 489th Transportation Company, Seaport Operations, was approved for a religious exemption to the Army hair standards this week. For religious reasons, he will be allowed to wear long hair. Okay. We'll see. we'll see how that plays out. All right. Chris Markowski has a day off. He's over in Greece. Greece. I think he might have a little trouble getting back. We'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And, of course, you catch Kyle Warren here earlier in the program, and you can find out more about him by going to kylewarrenshow.com. All right, well, we got a special message here from Mike Lindell from MyPillow, so let's hear what he has to say.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Well, the promo code on the screen was Captain,
and the telephone number was 800-641-5459. And, of course, that's the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th of August. So, Mike Lindell, promo code CAPTAIN, and the telephone number 800-641-5459. Now, the Olympics, I have to laugh. I'm sorry. I have to laugh. The woke Olympics have failed. The trans weightlifter, Laurel Hubbard, literally crashed out of the competition. So, that person is gone. Then there was the Canadian women's soccer team that beat the United States women in soccer, the semis, which means there'll be no gold for Rapinoe and the American soccer team. Now, I say turnaround is fair play, and I guess that's what happened there, huh? All right, and before I go to the telephone line, I think that Joe Biden declared victory a little bit too early because it's not working, Joe. It's not working. Many more people are finding your policies to be another failure. All right, and let's go to the telephone line. This is Eric in Seminole. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Awesome show this morning. Hey, real quick, you were talking with Ms. Denise regarding the missile silos.
Yep.
The nuclear, you know, the deep earth nuclear hardened missile silos in China.
Correct.
And I think, and this is just my opinion, I think you're looking at a geopolitical move for that part of the world, not necessarily for them to reach out and touch people. And here's my two cents on that. China has a border dispute with India. India is a nuclear country. India has issues with Pakistan. Pakistan's a nuclear country, and they were threatening to use nuclear weapons over Kashmir several times.
Yep.
There's been border incursions by the Chinese into northern India across that border region. Now, China or Pakistan also is in debt to China for loans for infrastructure, et cetera. And that, you know, that's been ongoing for, you know, at least 10 years now or more, which has helped Pakistan reinforce its nuclear stuff. Now here's the geopolitical thing on that.
Mm-hmm.
Pakistan's also been playing footsie with the Taliban for decades.
Right.
And that's been well known. The Taliban, I guess they all speak, again, I haven't been in that part of the world, but they speak Pashtun, and Pashtun has a nationalist movement going on as far as getting rid of the Western sympathizing central government that's been propped up, basically, let's be honest, it's been propped up basically by the United States since God knows when. And I think China wants to play it safe, because they want in on their Belt and Road into Afghanistan for the rare earth minerals that Afghanistan wants is laden with, according to you know whatever people can read on open source information. So I think it's more, while it is prudent, you know, you want to protect your assets, so to speak, you want to protect your armaments, et cetera, and munitions. I think it's more of a geopolitical move to put a kibosh on, hey, we're still in this area also, and we want ends on, you know, we want to make sure we collect our money, and, you know, if need be, we're going to step up to the line, just like you guys have threatened to step up to the line regarding your nuclear defenses and nuclear assets. And the tertiary on that, in my opinion, is that China is going to have difficulty forward deploying any troops off the continent, if that makes sense. They might get a hop, skip, and a jump into Taiwan and maybe some of the South China Sea islands as they have done, but they don't have the forward projection like, let's just say, Western democracies to the United States, Great Britain, France, and let's even consider it escapes me right now. I lost my train of thought on that one. But they are landlocked, essentially. The only thing they can forward deploy is bits and pieces here and there and money. That's all they can forward deploy. That's just my opinion now. And, I don't think, in my opinion, again, it's necessarily to reach out and touch people across the top of the pole. Because they have, they have financial dealings all over the world, and a lot of people owe them money, and, just like we owe them money, et cetera. But one thing people should consider, they would not have the money or the financial assets if they didn't take money or get loans from the International Monetary Fund, which is funded by most of the Western world and their manufacturing base being shipped over there. So you dry up that manufacturing base over there and bring it back to the Western countries, and cut off the cheap labor, slave labor over there, China's going to cease to exist.
Well,
they're going to implode.
That's what Donald Trump was doing. Joe Biden has no interest in doing that.
Roger that. That was one of the first things that President Trump did, was tank the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that China basically had they held the gavel on that Asian Pacific Rim manufacturing business deal. And that's what really ticked China off. And that's, I'm not the financial expert guy or anything like that, but you see how China laid low after a while, and then their proxy of North Korea started, spouting off at the mouth, so to speak.
Okay.
And we put the kibosh on that. So anyway, I don't think, it is serious in the geopolitical, international geopolitical sense, but it's more a regional issue. And, thanks for letting me vent, sir. Semper Fi, and stay low.
All right, thanks. And it's Eric in Seminole. Eric brings up a couple of interesting points there for sure. And, again, how about what's going on in our hemisphere with China? I was going to bring that up, but I was letting Eric talk because I wanted to see where he was going with his points. But the thing of it is we've got China right here dilly-dallying around with Venezuela. We've got China doing the same thing with Mexico. We've got China doing the same thing with other countries in Central and South America, letting their presence be known. And, of course, we've got China in Cuba. Long ways away from the South China Sea, you think? And we've had their warships over here. We've had their warships over here in our hemisphere. So it's not like they're not getting closer, because they are. Now let's just hope that we're keeping our eyes wide open on what it is that they may or may not be doing in the jungles. It'd be very easy to pop a few silos in there, or a few missiles, and point them towards us. Remember, that was tried once before. And the United States military. And by the way, does anybody other than me remember the Cuban Missile Crisis and what happened there and how that got turned around? Khrushchev and what he did. A lot of things, a lot of history. History has a way of repeating itself. We may be seeing some of that right now with China. All right, we're coming back, top of the hour, with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Got one of those to play. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.